5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please bear in mind that later this week, as winter storm Landon is bearing down on the central part of the United States and then heading off to the east, there's a good chance we'll be working from home later this week. Just giving you a heads up on that. Topic number 5 today, COVID. A couple of things here. First of all, Omicron's baby brother, BA.2, continues to spread. We're being told it's 1.5 times more infectious than Omicron. But remember, it's a milder strain than previous variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, Delta, Alpha, Beta, Lambda, all of the others that have come before, which is good news, and it's exactly what we should have expected. Those who have been watching it know what coronaviruses do. RNA viruses, they mutate rapidly, they become more transmissible, they become less deadly. Now, a couple of things here. Some data, you know, science, as opposed to the science trademark. This shows weekly new hospital admissions in Israel. Weekly new hospital admissions for COVID-19 in Israel. You see the sharp spike there in recent weeks. Israel, bear in mind, is one of the most highly jabbed nations on earth. 74% of Israelis have received at least one dose of the vax. Two-thirds of the people there are fully vaccinated, and 55% have been boosted. And this is the current hospitalization trend in Israel. Again, one of the most highly vaccinated nations on the planet. Israel's positive test rate is running at 29.6%. Almost a third of all the COVID tests in Israel are now coming back positive. This is a record since the outbreak began. Do you mean to tell me that this would look even worse if two-thirds of the population weren't jabbed? What happened to the herd immunity we were supposed to achieve once two-thirds had been jabbed or had natural immunity? Because this number, you know, the number of vaccinations does not include the people who've had the virus and recovered. If this were true, and if it were true, what they told us at the beginning of the outbreak, that these vaccines would be 94 to 95% effective, if that were true, Israel would have been past the COVID outbreak months ago. Likewise, Denmark, 81% fully vaccinated, 81% fully vaccinated, 61% boosted, and here are the current numbers in Denmark. Again, the spike over the last few weeks as the Omicron variant began to spread. And yet, despite the fact that COVID is not done with Denmark, Denmark apparently is done with COVID. As of today, Tuesday, February 1st, all COVID restrictions in Denmark are lifted. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen declared that it is no longer a critical illness for society, and as such, COVID rules on social and cultural life lifted permanently. And yet here in the West, such is not the case, and that's why there are thousands of truckers in Ottawa, Canada, protesting Prime Minister Trudeau's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. As of yesterday, by the way, Prime Minister Trudeau announced that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He and his family have been taken to a secret, secure location due to security concerns over truckers coming to Ottawa to peacefully protest the vaccine mandates. Trudeau's tweet to supporters before he was rushed off to that secret location, "I feel fine, get vaccinated, get boosted," because obviously it's worked so well to this point. Here's an unintended side effect of all of these COVID mandates. A speech therapist over the weekend said that mask wearing during the pandemic has resulted in a 364% increase, a 364% increase in patient referrals for speech therapy among babies and toddlers. Parents are describing their children's speech problems as COVID delayed. Why is this happening? Because as young as 8 months, toddlers begin learning to speak by lip reading, and they can't see lips when you're wearing a mask. An unintended consequence of the lockdowns. Topic number 4, PSYOPs. Leaked documents reported by the Gray Zone, grayzone.com independent journalists, have revealed a state-sponsored influence operation, what used to be called PSYOPs. Here in the United States, the new term is Military Intelligence Support Operation, MISO, designed to undermine critics of the British government's coronavirus policies by astroturfing a prominent founder of the so-called BreadTube clique of left-wing YouTube influencers. This project aims to conduct psychological profiling on British citizens who dissent from the government's official line, then leverage that data to establish a YouTube channel that portrays those critics as super spreaders of disinformation. And they intend to use a very prominent and popular YouTube influencer to do it. One of the top patrons of this information operation is Charles, the Prince of Wales, next in line to the throne of the United Kingdom. He's been very public in recent weeks, hitting out at supposed conspiracy theories for COVID-19 disinformation, misinformation. This organization running the operation received a cash injection in 2020 from the UK government's Culture Recovery Fund, the money earmarked for video production. These files obtained by the Grey Zone indicate the Royal Institution has enlisted the services of a company called Valent Projects. Valent Projects, a so-called social change communications firm founded by a public relations operative who was formerly part of the UK Foreign Office's campaign for violent regime change in Syria. Yes, they're hiring the folks responsible for the PSYOPs behind the effort to throw Bashar al-Assad out of office in Syria to change public opinion in the UK about vaccines. You can't make this up. This is like a movie plot. This company, Valent Projects, has been sponsored by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, a well-known cutout fronting for the Central Intelligence Agency. According to internal documents found by the Grey Zone, Valent is designing a mass appeal social media campaign fronted and owned by prominent social media figure Abigail Thorne. I'd not heard of her prior to this, but she's got lots and lots of followers on YouTube. She's the founder of a channel called Philosophy Tube. Valent's research on British citizens who reject official policy on vaccines will be used to devise a campaign that utilizes, and I'm quoting now, utilizes YouTuber Abigail Thorne's existing platform to achieve a measurable cognitive shift in the target audience, end quote. If the data showed a positive result from the vaccines, people would be in line and wouldn't need to be propagandized to get in line. We shouldn't be surprised. This is what governments do. It's been documented by Canadian journalists that the Canadian government was involved in a similar propaganda campaign. I have no doubt that the United States government is likewise funding grassroots efforts to combat misinformation. Meanwhile, Skywatch TV kicked off YouTube. Topic number three. Hooray for the Irish. A group of Irish fishermen turned back the Russian Navy. Moscow had planned to run exercises about 150 miles off the Irish coast, this while the tension over Ukraine continues to simmer. But they were inside Ireland's economic zone, and this is part of the Atlantic Irish Fishermen's Fleet, and would have affected their livelihoods. These would have been live fire exercises using naval artillery and rockets. So Patrick Murphy, head of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organization, met with Russia's ambassador to Ireland, Yuri Filatov. Filatov at first said, asked the fishermen to refrain from any provocative actions, but on Saturday night, Moscow backed down and announced the exercises would be moved as a gesture of goodwill. Once again, thanks to the Irish for saving Western civilization. I'm only partly joking. Irish monks in the Middle Ages actually did yeoman's work in preserving the scriptures. Anyway, topic number two, Afghans in Wisconsin. The impact of national policy at the local level. After 5 months, the final Afghan refugees at Fort McCoy in Monroe County, Wisconsin, have moved on. But after months of housing 12,600 refugees and 1,500 government workers, that's equal to a quarter of the county's population, the county is left with a cleanup bill of about $1 million. They've had to expand the landfill to accommodate all of the new styrofoam food containers left behind. Large amounts of trash, empty store shelves, restaurants without food, few available beds in local hospitals and hotels. All of this without any warning from Washington. The Biden administration did not consult with local officials or the local congressman, Representative Tom Tiffany. Based on what we've seen about migrants who've crossed the border from Mexico into the United States being secretly transported around the country without any warning to their destination cities, this appears to be standard operating procedure for the Biden administration. Coming up, archaeology and Joshua's Altar. Archaeology is cool. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy and real-time world events, develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment, plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, more proof of the Jews' long history in Israel. An ancient Hebrew amulet found among the remains of an excavation carried out at the site of Joshua's altar. This is on Mount Ebal, overlooking, in the ancient world, it was called Shechem. Now it's called Nablus. This is what the world calls the West Bank, Samaria, actually. The amulet contains an ancient Hebrew script, a mark reminiscent of a lotus flower and the Hebrew character Aleph. Researchers, this little lead amulet, they've not concluded their research yet. It's being scanned, a very delicate operation, trying to determine what's on the inside of the amulet. It's so fragile that they're afraid to open it and damage it. But this was located amongst dirt excavated from the site of Joshua's altar, discovered by Professor Adam Zertal 40 years ago. The site stirred up new interest last year when the Palestinian Authority removed stone from the outer fence around the altar site and crushed it to create a substrate for a new road in the area. We actually have known about this. This reported, by the way, in the Jerusalem Post just a few days ago, but we've known about this since last fall as we attended the International Symposium on Archaeology and the Bible hosted by Trinity Southwest University in Albuquerque. We were under a gag order, if you will, not to discuss it while research is being conducted, but now some information is being released publicly. The ISAB will be back in Albuquerque in September. We'll probably be talking about that on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries here in the weeks ahead. But again, more documentation that Jews have been in the land for a very long time. This dates to the early Iron Age, around 1400 BC. Well, you can see the site of Joshua's altar. In fact, this is a photo of Sharon and me standing on the reconstructed altar of Joshua on Mount Ebal in 2019. And we plan to be there next March, along with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv. March 19th through 30th are the dates. We're praying that the rest of the world follows Denmark's lead and drops all restrictions. It is endemic. There is no point in trying to stop the spread of this virus anymore, any more than it makes sense to try to eliminate the common cold. It can't be done. March 19th through 30th of 2023, you can find out more, breakdown of costs, sample itinerary, and reserve your spot at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. We depend on your support to do what we do at Skywatch TV, and during the month of February, our thank you gift for your support, your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, shipping costs and all. Dead pets don't lie. Learn the truth about what is in your pet's food. You will be shocked, to say the least. Again, this will be our thank you for your gift of any amount during the month of February. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call 844-750-4985, 844-750-4985. Skywatch TV's magazine has gone digital. It is now an e-magazine due to supply chain issues and the cost of paper. It's easy to get, though. It is absolutely free. There's a link to the magazine at the website, skywatchtv.com, but you can also just point the camera on your smartphone or tablet to the QR code on your screen as I speak, and that will give you the link right to the e-magazine. It is hot linked inside to help navigate. Again, absolutely free and available now in digital form for you to download or read on at your leisure. skywatchtv.com, or use your smartphone or tablet's camera and access it directly through the QR code on your screen. SkywatchFilms.com, the home of Skywatch TV documentaries like The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the UFO phenomenon, and The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping presentation on the occult symbolism embedded in the art and architecture of the United States Capitol and Washington, D.C. Available now, instant access in full HD for less than $3. Just $3 will get you 7 days access. You can also purchase unlimited access. Other films there as well, including the award-winning Silent Cry and Inhuman, are travelogumentaries from our tours of Israel. That and more at skywatchfilms.com. Again, skywatchfilms.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about getting battle ready, military preparations for Armageddon. What does that actually mean? End Times prophecy experts Troy Anderson and Colonel David Giamona, the co-authors of The Military Guide to Armageddon, are our guests on the Skywatch TV broadcast show. They talk to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast programs, or the schedule for our broadcast programs, at skywatchtv.com. A program note, if you've been watching us on Daystar Television on Friday nights, please note that we are now broadcasting on Daystar at noon on Wednesdays, noon Wednesdays on Daystar. But the schedule for all of our over-the-air broadcasts, including Return to Eden, Simply His, Unraveling Revelation, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of those programs, you'll find the schedule for the over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. But again, you can toss out the schedule and just create your own by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app. It works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. All of our video content is there, news the mainstream media wants you to miss. And under that news tab through February, free excerpts from my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. That and more at the mobile app, and we've got links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.